Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here, hour number three on a Wednesday. It is a golf Wednesday on Coast to Coast as we get ready for the Rocket Classic. Remember, they dropped the mortgage. It's just Rocket now for the Classic this week. It's always good to have Smiley Kaufman on with us. Of course, you can check out the Smiley Show all week long right here on Sports Grid. New episodes all the time. Smiley, it is great to see you. I usually talk to you early in the week on a Monday. And I don't care that a few days have gone by. I'm still jacked up from Keegan Bradley beating Tommy Fleetwood on the 72nd hole on Sunday at TPC River Highlands at the Travelers. Amazing event. I was there on Saturday. It was a fun tournament. What a comeback. Heartbreak if you were a Tommy fan, but man, going to the bank if you were backing Keegan Bradley.
Is that not one of the best tournaments on the PGA Tour? I know... Of course, going there from that area, I'm sure you enjoyed it. But I can tell you, as a player playing it as many years as I did, the support there was incredible. And I think it's one of the best back nines on the PGA Tour. You get exactly what we had this past Sunday, which is, you know, you have plenty of birdie opportunities with some risk reward involved. But if you're, you know, the hands are kind of tight on the steering wheel, it can be easy to make some pars and bogeys. So, and that's kind of what we saw with Tommy down the end.
Yeah, you close, Smiley, with that 15, 16, 17, the drivable four over the water. It's so much fun. And like you it's so scoreable, but it's also dangerous at the same time as you go through all of that. Let's talk about Keegan because, of course, with him winning on Sunday, immediately the talk started to go to, hey, he's the Ryder Cup captain. He said he would only put himself on the team if he was there on points. I know this has been talked about a lot. You talked about it on your show. Like, you can't tell me he's not one of the 12 best American golfers right now. I know it's a sticky situation because the captain has so many responsibilities, but I would want him on the team with the way he's playing.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame, too, you know, that Keegan's going to have to deal with this. If he wasn't the captain for this Ryder Cup in New York, you know, he would be, you know, a shoo-in, it feels like, from all of us who evaluate who should be on the team. It seems like a no-brainer. You know, he's played a ton of golf there, went to St. John's. I was actually talking to him about Bethpage at the U.S. Open this year, and he just said that, you know, we used to go there on Mondays because St. John's didn't have a golf course to play, so they would go sneak out right on the third hole, and he's played the course, you know, tons of times. So there's a ton of familiarity with the golf course, and he plays really well in the Northeast, obviously. He's played the Travelers well. The support's going to be there, and but he's the captain, so he's got a decision to make, and there's no doubt that he's one of the best 12 players. And I think that the good thing about the Ryder Cup is that, you know, it's 3 days, right? So you got 36 holes on Friday, 36 holes on Saturday, and then just singles on Sunday. I could see a world in which he plays Friday morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday. Just play three matches, play in the mornings, captain in the afternoon. I would be surprised to see him playing and then also playing 36 holes in a day, but I also wouldn't hate it either. You know, it would be pretty dang cool to see a captain of the Ryder Cup team, just absolutely carrying the flag, keeping the momentum of that New York crowd going. And he's playing incredible golf. So we'll have to see.
I'd put him out, and I'd do it right out of the gate. I'd make him first.
Oh,
first tee. 100%. Put him out first on Friday morning, like you said,
pump
Saturday morning as well.
Just
pump the crowd. You get him out there in the first group on Friday morning. The place is already going to be gassed up. Be even more if you have Keegan there as a playing captain, getting things cooking. On the other side of the coin, look, I mean, I wasn't upset because it was a great win for me, but you had to feel for Tommy Fleetwood, man. I mean, the most top tens now without a win on the PGA Tour. He's had some close calls, you know, that playoff with Nick Taylor in Canada a couple years ago, and then this. Like, when is it finally going to drop for Tommy Fleetwood, Smiley?
This game doesn't owe you anything, and winning on the PGA Tour is did we talk about you know, how easily Scotty, you know, how easy it makes it look winning on the PGA Tour, and it's just not easy. And Tommy has run into many roadblocks trying to win on the tour, but I felt like the time that he was going to win, it was going to be because of a hot putter on the weekend, and he had it on Saturday, you know, hitting it so well and hitting it well for the most part on Sunday. But he just ran into a cold putter, and you got to do the little things right on Sunday, and he didn't do that. You know, you got to be able to get the easy ones up and down. You have to be able to clean up lag putting. You know, you can't three putt multiple times on a Sunday and expect to win on the PGA Tour, and that's just the bottom line. You got to have a bigger lead to be able to afford the opportunity to do that, and he's probably still kicking himself over it. And I hope he does get it done, because he is one of the nicer guys on tour.
He absolutely is. Let's get to the Rocket now. And usually, you know, when you come off such a tough stretch like we just had, U.S. Open signature event, a lot of guys are probably going to take this week off. You know, this week and next week, the Tractor Tournament are usually two that, especially before going across the pond. But you have a lot of guys playing this week, Smiley, who really need to get their game going, whether it's Colin Morikawa, who's making another caddy change here this morning, Patrick Cantlay, Hideki Matsuyama, you know, guys who are big names that probably normally wouldn't play this, but they need to start getting sharp.
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, this is a golf course that I love. It's a Donald Ross design, and they're actually doing a big renovation project, I read, in a couple of weeks. And their goal is without any rain. Now, that's it would be interesting to see if that actually happens. But if they don't have any rain, they're looking to really push this golf course. So that would be a very nice change for this place. It's typically one of the easier ball striking golf courses. It's not very difficult off the tee. Guys typically hit a lot of the greens. Where you'll see some separation is going to be, of course, with the driving distance, guys that hit it long, but also I think inside of 10 feet, guys that have, you know, good weeks with the putter, I think is going to be a key separator.
It certainly is. Let's get to who you like. You know, I've got my card with a couple bombs this week as well. Aside from Cameron Young, you know, Cameron Young's been playing really well the past few weeks. He's another guy who's never won. He didn't play that great Saturday and Sunday up at the Travelers, but he seems like he's been trending in that direction again, and he's got some great history here. Who do you like this week?
You know what? I kind of have this odd feeling that Luke Clanton's going to have a good week. He's a player that hits it well, very long. I think this is a really good golf course for him, an easier one than I think that he's had in a while. I haven't seen the tee times yet this week. I probably should have checked that before coming on, knowing that I really liked Luke. But with the last couple of pairings, the PGA Tour has really put Luke in some tough spots on Thursday and Friday. They had him paired with Rory McIlroy in Canada in his first start as a PGA Tour player, and then Jordan Spieth of the Travelers. I think that's kind of tough sledding to kind of get comfortable on a Thursday, Friday for a young new pro. A lot of times these guys are in the different category, but the tour's bumped him up, knowing that he's potentially a top name, and once they want to get him on the tube. So like Luke Clanton this week, Cameron Young has played really well at this golf course, and his length can't be understated. And of course, I liked Cameron Young last week, Mike, at the Travelers, and he absolutely laid an egg. So shame on me to buy into the Cam Young hype last week. But I do like him this week, and he's been playing really, really good golf.
Well, the good news for Luke is no featured group this week for him. He's teeing off at 149 with Kevin Velo and Brett White. So Luke Clanton away from the spotlight this week. And like you said, could be a good opportunity for him to shine as he's away from all those guys. Smiley, we'll talk to you. We're getting close to the Open Championship. A couple weeks away before we cross the pond. Smiley, come on, check out the Smiley Show.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. So, of course, that means Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us as well as we get ready for the Rocket Classic. No more mortgage. Rocket Classic in Detroit as we come off of a monster week at the Travelers for all of us. What a golf Wednesday as we had the Golf Wednesday hat trick. Myself, the Prime Minister, and Keith Stewart, Read the Line. All with Keegan Bradley last week. Keith, that, you know, Smiley was just saying to me, it's a tournament that people say, it's an easy course, and it always provides drama down that back stretch. And man, you had it again on Sunday.
I tell you what, Mike, and good afternoon on a Golf Wednesday. I don't think Tommy Fleetwood thinks it's all that easy. That's all I'm saying.
No, he does not. He does not. Hey. I wasn't shedding a tear. We like Tommy. He's a good guy, but we were not shedding a tear. And, man, that had to be tough for him. Like, he's got Keegan, like, basically standing on, walking at him as he's hitting the putt. The whole crowd's rooting for Keegan. I mean, it's just, shades of what he's got coming to him in Bethpage in a couple of months at the Ryder Cup. And that's one more thing I'm going to ask you, because I asked Smiley, too.
All right.
Playing captain, we've talked about it a lot. He said he'd only do it on points. You can't tell me he's not one of the 12 best American golfers right now and should be playing in the event.
Mike, I would say without a doubt, being out on tour, that the point quote, like, I'm not picking myself if I'm not there on points, has been thrown out the window. I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the fact that that's why he's playing again this week, in order to try to get in that top six while he knows he's playing well. But Keegan Bradley's playing on this Ryder Cup team. I mean, the players are going to be at a point right now where they want him to play. The PGA of America is going to want him to play. The question really becomes, does he or does he not want to be a playing captain? And I'll go right on the record to say right now, I think it's a bad idea. You know, people are going to say, oh, it'll be like Arnold Palmer in 1963. Hey, it's not 1963, right? Like, I mean, this is not what we're going to do. The captain's role, and Luke Donald has proved this, attention to detail extremely matters in this thing. And you only get a home course advantage once every 4 years. If we don't take full advantage of this thing and the crowd in New York City by having a full-time captain, that is a major miss on my mind. And I tell you what, forget the top 12. I mean, he's well inside the top six or eight guys that should be on this team.
I agree with you. It would be very hard for me, and nothing against some of these other guys, but it would be hard for me to say that any of the Andrew Novaks and the Ben Griffiths and all that, it's hard for me to say that those guys should be there before Keegan and playing in the Ryder Cup. So I think the players do want him. And you're right, though. They would have a decision to make and maybe take some of those reins away from him as we get closer, if he does going to end up playing in it. Let's get to this week. Like you mentioned, he is playing as we go to the Detroit Golf Club for the Rocket Classic. And it's interesting. You do have a bunch of guys playing this week who need their game sharpened. I mean, Morikawa... his head's on a swivel. I mean, he's changing caddies again this morning, gets rid of Griner. He's all over the place. Let's start first with the course and the weather, as I always like to do.
All right, we're going out to the Motor City Detroit Golf Club for the sixth edition of the Rocket Classic. As you said earlier, no longer the Rocket Mortgage. We've dropped mortgage, just a classic now. And par 72, so we're going to get four par fives, and that's why the scoring is a little bit out of control here. An old Donald Ross design, that might come up later when we talk about outrights. But for right now, old Donald Ross design, 7,300 yards. You know, average winning score over the six tournaments that we've had so far has been 22 under par. Vegas set the winning line at 22.5 under par. They expect some scoring. I know you and I and Smiley were talking during the break. It has been wet out there. I'm not quite sure how this place is going to get firm. They can kill it if they want to, because they're going to do an extensive renovation after this year's addition. So they can go as firm and let it dry out as much as they want. But there is a chance of storms. As the week progresses here, hopefully those kind of fly by and we get the best test we can for these guys, because quite honestly, if you want to go after this place, if we're going into Keith's Keys real quick, you know, the first thing I'll say is that you got to have a kind of a little bit of a bipolar approach this week. 50% of your approach shots are coming from inside 150 yards, but the ones that are the really high leverage ones are those four par fives where you're hitting a long iron or a fairway wood in two, or those two par threes, 9 and 11, that are both over 200 yards. You got to get the putter going here this week. It's definitely the Detroit Putt Club. Everyone that's won here has gained at least three strokes on the field with their flat stick. And then the third thing is that bombs away, baby. Bryson, you got guys like Cam Young play well here. Tony Finau's won here. Cam Davis twice. You let the shaft out and you just bombs away, get the wedge close, and then make a couple of putts. That's what we're looking forward to this week when you're building out your cards.
Tee it high and let it fly, baby, at Detroit, which is what you need to do. All right, let's start. We usually like to highlight one guy. And I want to start because we were so good with this last week. We all had Keegan Bradley. We all went to the window. It was great. Well, here we go again, Golf Wednesday. Everybody's on Cameron Young. Me, you, the Prime Minister, we're all rolling here. He's been playing some good golf. He's got great history at this course. Tell me about Cameron Young this week.
At this point, I think Cameron Young would have learned a lot from Tommy Fleetwood last week. You got to be at a place where you're going to play aggressively if you're going to break through and you're going to win on the PGA Tour. Last year, he was sixth place at the Rocket Classic. A couple years ago in 2022, he was the runner-up. He was fourth at the RBC Canadian. He had a chance to win there. He didn't break through. He was fourth at the U.S. Open. The guy's number one in the field in strokes gained putting. That's not hyperbole, Mike. That is actually true. He's number one in the field, strokes gained putting. I really feel like this is an opportunity for him at a comfortable place with comfortable agronomy. You know, the guy's grown up in the Northeast. He's in Donald Ross golf courses in his lifetime. He's proven he can play here before. And the guys at the top of the board, Cantlay, Morikawa. I mean, Ben Griffin's probably your best playing favorite right now. And maybe Keegan, but you know, I don't say Keegan because what's the chances of going back to back? I mean, Cam has a real chance here and he knows it. And last year, you know, he was in the final group going into the final round. He knows what to do here. He could definitely get it done.
He definitely could get it done. And man, it would be great for back to back hat tricks on a Golf Wednesday if we could get Cameron forever young into the winner's circle this weekend in Detroit. We will come back and we will get the rest of the card from Keith. He's got some more outrights. We've got some placements. We've got some head-to-heads, I'm sure. Keith Stewart from Read the Line, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Golf Wednesday. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C as we get ready for the Rocket Classic. Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us as he is every week with all the preview and the picks. We already know that he's got Cameron Forever Young on the card this weekend. What else do we have, Keith?
Mike, why don't we go next with Max 50 Shades of Grazerman, huh? All right. Now, here's the key with this guy. He grew up here in New Jersey, not far from where you are in the studio, my friend. And guess what? The golf course he grew up on was designed by Donald Ross. He's been playing really good lately. Top 25s at tough places like the U.S. Open at Oakmont and Memorial. The guy plays long par fours exceptionally well and par fives. He can score. He's aggressive with the driver. He's got the blueprint. Driver, wedge, putter. Great on bent poa, north greens. I love that pick. Next one. This might be my favorite pick of the week. Emiliano Grillo, right? 80-1 that I got him at. Number one in the field in approach. And this guy, he loves these golf courses where it's a little tight and you can gain an edge with your approach game and with your driver, right? Look at the places he's won. Silverado, right? In the Pro Corps. And then, of course, he's won down at Colonial and the Charles Schwab. The type of places where his ball striking takes over, he makes a couple putts, gets up the leaderboard, and he's not afraid to close the thing out. And then the last one, Cameron Champ, a bomb, right? A triple-digit number. This guy, every time he wins, he drops breadcrumbs along the way, right? So I'm just following the path like I'm Peter Brady, right? Here we go. We got 9th at the RBC, 15th at the CJ Cup down there in Dallas, 16th in Puerto Rico. You got to love it. These top 20s that he's hitting, right? Here's a guy that could definitely dominate with the driver, and that's what you could do here. Bryson did it a couple of years ago. Finau's the same way. And we know that Champ, when he gets in the hunt, like he did, you know, like he's done several times before out of nowhere, that he can get the job done.
He certainly can. He loves to hit the big bomb. Some big bombs from Keith there. We love 80 and 120 to ones, especially if they can come in on Sunday. All right, give us some placements. You mentioned that Ben Griffin is probably playing the best out of all those guys at the top chalk area. You've got him on there.
I mean, the last couple of weeks, he's got a win. He's got a runner-up at Memorial, tough golf course. You know, U.S. Open 10th, 14th last week in a signature event. Last 8 weeks, he's got two wins. I mean, here's a guy, you need somebody who you know is going to show up. He basically shows up every week and plays. So I feel like at the top of the board, he's the one that has the least amount of question marks. So I love him at a top 10. Top 20s, I got some fun names here. The first one, Matt Fitzpatrick. Here's a guy that's really good at converting on the greens, especially inside 10 feet. That's what you're going to need around this place on these Donald Ross greens. Hitting the ball much better as of late. And then the second guy, Taylor, right? Taylor Moore. Mike, I know you're going to say to yourself, Keith, where are you coming up with this name? So I did the research, my friend, okay? Right? Last year, he comes in 10th place. Coming in, he missed 3 out of 4 cuts. The year before, he finishes 4th place, right? He missed 3 out of 4 cuts coming in. And then 3 years ago, he finishes in 6th place, all at Detroit Golf Club, right? It's 6 tournaments coming in. He missed the cut. He didn't even finish in the top 20 in any of them. He missed the cut in 2 of them. I mean, this guy is like, he just loves coming to play here. He's like Troy Merritt, who's not there this year, so we're taking Taylor Moore. Top 40s, I'm going Victor Perez. Definitely an assault machine with the approach game. His iron game has been hot lately. He's been playing very, very well. And then the other one's Vince Whaley, right? Plus 137 on a top 40. I love when this guy cashes for me. He's been solid as of late. He's another driver, wedge, putter guy. Got to do it.
I went with you on Taylor Moore with the T20, just based off of, like you say, the guy loves this place. It's hard to not go with him for something. When he comes to Detroit Golf Club. All right, some head-to-heads. I will tell you, I watched a little bit of Harry Hall out at the Travelers on Saturday. I was near his group towards the end. I saw him coming at 18. He's playing some good golf right now, Keith.
And Harry Hall fits this type of setup. He is one of those guys. I'm not sure I'm going to go after him at a place that's very, very difficult. But again, when it is a scoring fest, Harry Hall gets it done. He loves those places like Vegas and this. Hall over Davis Thompson. Thompson has been, he's missed a bunch of cuts lately, and the putter's just horrific. We're going to need to make some birdies this week. The second one, I'm going Patrick Cantlay over Colin Morikawa. Morikawa's making all sorts of moves. As you mentioned, the caddy change. He's not willing to look in the mirror. Patrick Cantlay definitely has been solid. He hasn't won in a long time, but Patrick has been very good. He's had a bunch of top 25s in a row. I know he's not been great in the majors, but top 15s, very, very solid. So I'm going Cantlay over Morikawa.
Usually the kind of event that Patrick does play well at, right, Keith? I mean, he's got some pretty decent history at this place in the past. We'll see if he can finally go and get something going. No ladies this week, right? The ladies are not, or they've got their team event this week, the ladies have going on, correct?
The ladies are playing their team event, so
all right.
Let's just
move
on.
We take the week off. Keith Stewart from Read the Line. We'll see you next week. The track to the tournament next week. Everybody's
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I mean, honestly, Smiley and a double shot from Stewie? I mean, who's got it better than the Sports Grid fans? I mean, honestly.
Yeah. Massive golf Wednesday there today for the Rocket Classic out in Detroit.
Massive.
Teeing off in the morning. Hopefully we can go back to the window this week. It would be nice. All right, NBA
it's
draft
inevitable.
Tonight we've been talking.
That's inevitable.
It is inevitable. NBA draft, we've been talking about it a couple hours away now from happening in Brooklyn. Let's hear from some of these guys. Of course, Cooper Flagg, we've known for what, about a year plus that he was going to be the first overall pick in this draft. We know it's going to be to Dallas. Dallas lost Luka Doncic earlier this year, who was their franchise player. Is there any pressure on Cooper Flagg thinking that he has to replace Luka? No, there's none of that.
I wouldn't look at anything as pressure. I think, you know, me going into whatever situation I go into, I'm just going to try and be myself all the time, and I'm going to push myself to be better and better every single day, and I make the most out of every day. You know, I'm not worried about living up to certain players' expectations or things like that. I'm just going to be myself and really just try and get better every single day that I can.
And he's going to be effective, I think, automatically as a player, because he's an incredible player. His instincts are pure. He does it all. He is the complete package. He is so dangerous and lethal on a basketball court, it's not even funny. He carried Duke. I don't care what anybody says. He carried them to the Final Four. We knew that would happen. He was there 1 year. We said he'd win a championship on this show. I thought he would. He didn't get it done, but he took them to the Final Four, and they lost. It is what it is. But he's going in the NBA. He's going to be rich, okay? He's going to be number one. He was already rich playing at Duke, getting paid allegedly absurd NIL money, and he's already got New Balance deals, sponsorships out the ying. He's doing commercials already. The guy is really famous before his time. He hasn't even played a game in the NBA, and he's really the most famous kid I've ever seen going into it. Like, you know, who's bigger than him going into it? Like, that made that kind of scratch in college, that already had a New Balance deal in college, that already had, like, AT&T ads in college. I mean, the guy is unavoidable. He's literally, oh, and then they love him. He's white. Oh, they go crazy when they get the white guy that can play. They go crazy. They did it with Larry Bird, and they're going to do it with this guy. Count on it. They don't know what to do when they get a white player. They really don't. They just freak out. I mean, all the sponsors come pouring in. They all want a piece of him. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen. And you know what else? He's so enormous, I actually don't think anyone else in the entire draft matters at all. Like, they just don't matter. When did we get excited watching Dylan Harper? I did, because I saw him training every morning. And every morning, I'd see this kid in a dead of winter, shooting hundreds of shots, busting his ass. But did we ever get excited about watching him play at Rutgers? And we live in New York City. Did you ever once get excited about watching that kid play basketball? I had more excitement watching him play at Bosco than I did at Rutgers. He was more exciting in high school than he was at Rutgers. at Rutgers, he was boring. I mean, honestly, they never won. Am I wrong, Mike? Tell me when I'm wrong. I'll shut up.
No, I still to this day can't figure out how they had Harper and Bailey, and they forget not make the tournament. I mean, they couldn't even go 500.
They couldn't even go to the Big Ten tournament.
Couldn't even go to the Big Ten tournament. So it does make you scratch your head a little bit indeed. So Harper is expected. He'll be the second pick overall to the San Antonio Spurs later this evening. One thing's for sure, he already knows about the cuisine down there. Now, me and you are always worried about what's on the menu, what are we having. He's a Jersey kid, so what is he used to? You know, little bacon, egg, and cheese, the Taylor ham, etc. He knows what he needs down in San Antonio.
I've been to San Antonio once, and I've had a breakfast taco one time. But both times, the breakfast taco was good. It's like, it's not as good as a big egg and cheese, but it's like right under.
Like a breakfast
yeah,
taco.
Like a bagel, but it's not, it's right under. But I mean, Texas hot. It's real hot out there. I mean, but it's definitely like a great environment just to be in and just be very low key.
You break in the breakfast taco or the bacon, egg, and cheese on the bagel there. What's higher on the list there for you, those two?
Okay. Let's just end this conversation right now. There is nothing better than bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches on everything bagels. That is the greatest thing that ever happened to the Garden State. There is not... Besides Bruce Springsteen, that sandwich is the greatest thing that ever came out of New Jersey. It's the best breakfast you ever had in your life. There's nothing that compares to it. No taco compares to that. And I've eaten tacos all over the place. There's no tacos better than in Southern California in this country. The Mexican food in Southern California is the greatest thing that ever happened to California in that ripoff state that it is. But there's nothing better than bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches on bagels in New Jersey. And New York's not too shabby either. But the reality is this. He's going down there. What an absolute culture shock this kid is in store for in San Antonio. I mean, I hope he's 100 pure on basketball. That's all he does is play basketball, eat, sleep, and drink basketball, because that place is as boring as any place I've ever been in my life. I mean, it is hell on earth. It really is. That Alamo, what a waste of time that is. Like, these people go to this thing every day to look at that thing, and they're like this. Remember Chevy Chase at the Grand Canyon? He's like, yeah, this is great. See ya. Okay, you look at it for 5 seconds, and you want to jump. It's so boring. I went there. I've never been so bored. I had more fun at the Riverwalk looking at people on boats going down that little phony-ass stream they got down there. Who are you kidding? That kid's not going to know what hit him. He's from New York City. He's from, you know, the tri-state. He's from Jersey. This kid, San Antonio to him, that's prison. Honestly.
It is a much different world when you think about it. It absolutely is. Ace Bailey, meanwhile, people thought he would be the no doubt about it third selection in the draft. Well, that's changed. He, of course, has canceled some workouts, says he's just focusing on basketball. Here is Ace Bailey.
Ace, how are you tuning out the noise in the pre-draft? Obviously, are you hearing it, and what's your thoughts on it?
No, I'm just working on basketball. That's all I'm focused on so far.
But do you feel like people are going to have the wrong perception of you?
I feel like I can only control what I can control. I mean, you can think how you think, but I can control what I can control.
So what can you control?
Me playing basketball.
So you could have controlled some of the workouts.
I'm focused on basketball. That's my decision. It's basketball.
Listen, here's the deal. When the kid played at Rutgers and Dylan Harper was injured, Ace Bailey was having 35-plus, 40-point games. The guy is a stud. No one knows Ace Bailey at all except people that have balled with him. He doesn't do the whole, look at me, I'm famous, interviews, all the rest. He is all about hooping, and the people that know him, that ball with him, think very highly of him. They love him. They think he's the greatest kid ever. Very coachable. He's not a jerk at all. He's not a prima donna at all. All of this perception of him not wanting to go to Philly and not wanting to play here, there, or anywhere is all bullshack. It really is. It's driven by the corrupt, fat, disgusting, drunk media who will run with anything. They'll run with anything. I mean, they will turn the smallest story into a mountain. I mean, they'll run with anything. They'll make up stories about him like they already have. They've already made him a malcontent that he's this miserable person. And really, the miserable people are the media people. They're the ones that are miserable, and their lives are the ones that suck. And they are jealous of the fact that this kid's about to be flat out rich. And that's all there is to it. They get so bent out of shape over some kid. They don't like his attitude. Like, who are you to judge some college basketball player's attitude? Who are you to know anything about someone's attitude? Look in the mirror, fatso.
He's expected to, or he's the favorite, I should say, to be the sixth pick now tonight.
He should be the third pick.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So I'll tell you what, like the kid Edgecombe's 6'4", Knepple's 6'5", I'll give you that. But, you know, I have my druthers with him. I think that he was a great shooter in college. I'll believe it when I see it at the next level. He might be a little white for my tastes in the NBA, to be honest with you, against these monsters that he's going to be playing against. And then this kid, Jeremiah Fears, who they think is going five, he's 6'3". I mean, I'm bigger than him, okay? And he's 18 years old. He's 6'3". You're telling me that he's better than 6'8", at least, Ace Bailey. I've seen Ace Bailey score 40 points, and you're telling me that these little teeny guards are better than him. You're imagining things. All they're doing is shafting that kid for no reason whatsoever. Because he didn't go to some workout, because he didn't do an interview the way they liked. I mean, it is unbelievable to me, but it is what it is. And you know what else? I got to be honest with you. I could care less. Like, that kid's going to be a baller at the next level. I guarantee it. And they're all going to eat their decisions. They're all going to eat their decisions because he can flat out play, and he's better than all three of those guys that are going to be drafted ahead of him. And so these guys that do these selections at night, they're all geniuses until they get fired. They all get fired eventually. And I still can't figure out for the life of me how that guy Mears, or, you know, this guy Marks, still has a job in Brooklyn with what he's done to the Nets. You know, the only thing he hasn't done is set him on fire and burn the entire franchise to the ground. He's done everything else badly. He's been horrible. So all these guys act like they're geniuses at scouting and drafting. And they are constantly embarrassed with their moves and their decisions and their trades and the players that they pick. And that's just flat out the way it is.
It certainly is. I have for you now the top 10 at each position, according to people who think they know. And believe it or not, I actually know this time who the people that think they know is. Usually I don't know, but this time I do. Because it's from our own Coach Young. Top 10 guards in the draft tonight. Look at this. Harper, Edgecombe, Johnson. That Fears is fifth on the guards for you. Those are the top 10 guards tonight in the NBA draft.
And then what he has, so Bailey's not even a guard, so he's not there, right?
No, like, he's got him as the forwards. He has them under his forwards.
He's a wing forward, yeah, so fair enough. You know, whatever. You know, I think coaches' picks are better than most of the people that I see doing this. I don't get into the, like, I don't sit around watching mock drafts all day from know-it-alls. I really don't. And you know what? I'm an optic guy. I play so much and watch so much ball at every level, at every level. And I go to games at every level, high school, college, and pro. I go to tons of games, and I play every day of the week. So I don't need some fat media guy to tell me anything, ever.
Yeah, he's got Bailey, Coach says for it. The
forwards. He's like, you ball. You know what you're talking about. And yeah. I ball. It's that simple. Whether you like it or not, I ball every day. So, and I seen, I work, I play at the same place Harper trained. So I seen the kid play. I played against his brother. I played against all these dudes. Mafia played against him, his brother, with his big fat ass. And his brother's not as good as this kid is, I can tell you that much. His brother hasn't amounted to a hill of beans in the NBA. But he was good in college. He was way better in college, I thought, than his brother. I thought his brother was better than Dylan in college at Rutgers. I mean, without a doubt.
I agree on that aspect. He has Bailey second of the forwards behind Flagg. And then Queen, Bryant, Boyles in the top five forwards in the NBA draft tonight.
Listen, the kid's a great player, Mike. He's a great player.
Yeah.
And whatever politics has gone on to ruin his name – going into tonight, you know what they're going to be talking about when this, when once Cooper Flagg is drafted, and then when Dylan Harper is drafted, after that, all they're going to talk about for the next hour and a half is Ace Bailey.
Right. That'll be what they pivot to fairly quickly with it. A few other things to keep your eye on for tonight. Several teams in the top 10 have been calling Boston about Jaylen Brown and Derek White. So, I mean, what are they going to trade?
Stupid.
Everybody?
Yeah,
trade
how
the whole
stupid.
Team?
Yeah. Now, like, okay, I can see the Holiday and Porzingis deals. Now, you trade Brown and White, and you're dead. You're dead.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of
that
sense.
One. Because those guys are flat-out ballers. That's all there is to it. The core of that team is Tatum, Brown, and White, and that's it. That's the core of the team. They trade them, I will keel over. Because you know what they're saying? If they trade them, then they're literally tearing it down and rebuilding it. Why would you do that when you just won a championship and you're still loaded? You got pure scoring, shooting players on that team, three of them. Three guys that can fill it up every single night that they touch the floor. And you're going to trade two of them? You must be nuts. You got to be nuts. You got to be stupid is what you are. If I ran that team, I wouldn't trade any three of them. Not one of them.
Sacramento may listen to offers for Domantas Sabonis. Now, that would be interesting.
I mean, they might as well. He never gets it done. I mean, he gets a lot of money, and he never gets it done. For all of his double-doubles every night, they never win anything. So at some level, you have to look at it and go, all right, we've already tried this five times. They don't even sniff it. They can't even make the playoffs, and you're paying that guy all that money. And you know what? Here's the thing. He's a great guy. They love his family, his kids. He's the dad of the year. No one cares about your family and your wife and kids at the end of the day. They're lying to you. All they care about is winning. In the NBA, they pay these guys all this money to win. They don't care about their wives and kids. They lie when they talk, oh, how's your wife and kid? No one gives a rat's ass about your family. You either win or we get rid of you. Same thing with coaches. You either win or we fire you. Not like, how's the wife and kids? The coach's wife and kid. No one gives a rat's ass about the coach's wife and kids. Stop it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. Kyrie Irving declined his $43 million player option for next season, but Dallas gave him a three-year, $119 million extension. So he's not going anywhere with the Mavericks. The Rockets give Fred VanVleet a two-year extension worth $50 million plus a player option. So he's not going anywhere in Houston. You mentioned this with Gabe earlier. The Oilers traded Evander Kane to Vancouver for a fourth-round pick. Of course, he thought that Kane might be on the way out in Edmonton. He's going to change a couple things up. Ottawa, one of the teams that's interested in signing a guy who will be on the market on July 1st, Brock Besser, who was in Vancouver and now will be a free agent in less than a week. Matthew Tkachuk says the Panthers ran up a $500,000 tab at the 11 nightclub down there in South Florida and that the club footed the bill.
Nice.
Are you kidding me? I just wiped it away? What a job by the 11 nightclub. Final NHL draft rankings, according to people who think they know. Matthew Schaefer, Michael Misa, and James Hagans. The top three, according to people who think that they know. The NHL draft is Friday
night.
You
think the Islanders are getting Schaefer and they're making a move to stay in the top five and get Hagans as well? Or is that what you're going to have a miracle?
There's been talk of that, but I think that that's just a lot of people just hopes and dreams, honestly. I mean, it's very difficult to trade into the top five without giving a team a pick, you know, in the first round along with it. You know, you're moving up or moving down. Just acquiring a pick, it's very difficult to do, and it would probably cost them Noah Dobson. NBA owners approve of the $1.5 billion sale of the Timberwolves and the Lynx to Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez. I mean, God, how long has that been dragged on for? They finally approved the
Think
sale.
Think of this. It's $1.5 billion, and I guarantee you by the time they sell that team, let's say 10 years from now, it'll be worth $7 billion at least.
Probably. I would say so. Top five quarterback recruit Ryder Lyons commits to BYU's 2026 class. What is it with BYU now getting all the top players? They got the kid in basketball. Now they're getting the top quarterback in the class.
Well, they always got great quarterbacks at BYU. They've always, yeah. I mean, let's face facts. They've always had them. It's the basketball signing that surprised me, not the football.
The Pac-12 reaches a broadcast deal with CBS through 2031 for both football and basketball. This does include some games on big CBS, but mostly games to be run on that network.
Too bad they only have seven teams. Like, you know, you got to have eight to even have a conference. Like, who's the eighth team going to be? Hamtramck Tech?
Texas State, I saw.
Texas State in the Pac-12. I mean, that makes me – I'm going to hurl. Texas State in the Pac-12. That is pathetic.
Not Texas. Not Texas A&M, not Texas Tech, Texas State, the Bobcats.
I'd rather have UTEP.
UTEP would probably rather have UTEP also. EA Sports College Football 26 announced their top 10 toughest places to play this year. And I believe back-to-back years, the number one spot, Tiger Stadium, LSU, the number one on the list for the college football toughest places to play.
Except that it's not hard to win there anymore at all when you're taking on Brian Kelly. I mean, all they do is lose.
The NCAA is close to a decision on expanding the basketball tournaments, men's and women's, to 72 or 76 teams. All right, fine.
Before you know it, they'll be having a meeting with the Crack, Crab, and Lobster Committee to have 100 teams in it. Once they get to 76, they'll be unsatisfied with that within 10 years.
Paul Pogba is going to sign with AS Monaco. Of course, plays in the French League One. I'll save tomorrow. I'll do the Gold Cup stuff with you because, of course, they don't play until the weekend. I'll give you the knockout round. The United States playing Costa Rica this weekend. They would not see Mexico till the championship game in it. So I will give you the whole Gold Cup bracket tomorrow when I have more time.
All right, for Elephant, it's Zoran Mamdani with the huge, stunning comeback win for the Democratic nomination for the mayor of New York City. He was 20 points down to Andrew Cuomo and caught him and beat his ass in the primary in New York City on Tuesday. Palm Springs Fertility Clinic bombing suspect found dead in the L.A. prison. He wasn't going to do any time. He killed himself. And bottom line is, front office sports next. Catch our draft coverage tonight at 7:30. It's going to be incredible all night on Sports Grid. We'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.